Blog Talk Radio.
Living alone in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford.
That if we don't go to the Lord, we know where we are going. And that's not a good place. It's not a place where we really want to go. If we don't put the Lord Jesus Christ on and put our trust and faith in him and through him, we know exactly where we're going to end up. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we open your word, we're asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to give us guidance and a greater understanding of this your word, Father, so that we can grow thereby, grow in strength and faith, and grow in knowledge of this your word. Be with us now, Father. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be dealing here Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 1. We will find a lot of things in the Old Testament that is spoken that will even carry forward into our day and our time. here in verse 1 of chapter 10. At that time, the Lord said unto me, now this is Moses speaking, hew thee two tables of stone, like unto the first, and come up unto me into the mount, and make thee an ark of wood. Now Moses is to make two tablets of stone like the two he had that he broke that had the Ten Commandments on them. But now he's also to make an ark of wood. And he goes on here too, and he says, now the Lord talking to Moses says, and I will write on the tablets the words that were in the first tablets, which thou breakest, and thou shalt put them in the ark. And Moses said, and I made an ark of shittim wood, and hewed two tablets of stone like unto the first, and went up into the mount, having the two tablets in my hand. And he wrote on the tablets, according to the first writing, the Ten Commandments, which the Lord spake unto you in the mount, out of the midst of the fire, in the day of the assembly, and the Lord gave them unto me. But now I want you to see something else here coming up in our reading, our study. Here's verse 5. He said, and I turned myself and came down from the mountain, put the tablets in the ark, which I had made. There they be as the Lord commanded me. And the children of Israel took their journey from Beeroth of the children of Jacob to Mizrah. There Aaron died, and there he was buried. And Eleazar, his son, ministered in the priest's office in his stead. His son had took over now, because Aaron had passed away. From thence, they journeyed on Kedath, and from Kedath to Jotbath, a land of rivers of waters. At that time, the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to minister unto him, and to bless his name unto this day. You see, he bringing everything right up to date in speaking with him. Here it now. Therefore, Levi has no part nor inheritance with his brother. The Lord is his inheritance, according as the Lord thy God promised him. Now, here's what I was wanting you to see again. Pardon me just a moment. Here in verse 10. And I stayed in the mountain according to the first time, 40 days and 40 nights. That's his second time, Moses' second time of going 40 days and 40 nights. there in the mountain with the Lord. Think about that. But we can't get him a few minutes a day in order to get into his word, to see how to live and to see what he wants of you and I. Now, he spent that 40 days and 40 nights, and the Lord hearkened unto me at that time also, and the Lord would not destroy thee. He has accepted Moses, and Moses' prayers and things, and his talk with him, and he's let Moses know that he'll not destroy him. But the Lord's not through giving commandments either. Here in 11, and the Lord said unto me, arise, take thy journey before the people, that they may go in and possess the land which I swear unto their fathers to give unto them. You see, as time passed and things happened, but God is still keeping his word that he promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You see, he don't go back on his promises. Verse 12. And now, Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. That 12th verse there that Moses is speaking, we can also find it over in Matthew and in chapter 22 and verse 37 reads, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. Think about that. You see, that's just one thing so far here in this chapter we found that we have seen elsewhere. But there is more. And as we go through the Old Testament, we're going to find a lot more of it over in the New Testament and among the four Gospels. Now, verse 13, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. And you'll find a lot of that statement also elsewhere. 14. Behold the heaven, and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's, thy God. The earth also, with all that therein is. It all belongs to him. Oh, the heavens and the earth and all that's in them. really belongs to him. Now, 15. Only the Lord had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. Because you see, they're ahead of things now from Abraham's day. God made this covenant with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And a lot of years passed. Now, 16. Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart, and to be no more stiff-necked. You've heard me speak about this before. Today, we don't have to circumcise all of our male children in their foreskin. But in order to be a child of God, we all have to be circumcised. But that circumcision is of the heart. Because, you see, that old man's sin has got to be cut out and to be replaced with the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit of Almighty God and his word. It has to be cleansed. Now, 17. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and a terrible, which regardeth not persons, nor taketh reward. He's letting us know that he is mighty. And he's terrible to the ones that will not follow him. Now, and you see, he doesn't take rewards either. So we can't buy our way in or tempt him with anything material or with work even. You see, we can't work our way into heaven, but we do work for him, but we do the work because we are his children. Now, 18. He doth execute the judgment of the fatherless and widow, and loveth the stranger in giving him food and raiment. He loves them and he's taking care of them. 19. Love ye, therefore, the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. He let them know they was in a place where they were strangers. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God. Him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave, and swear by his name. You see, the Lord our God is everything to those that believe. And he must be first in our life with no exceptions. 21. He is thy praise. Is he? Is that where your praise goes? Or have you found somewhere else for it? Selfishly. The 21 tells us, he is thy praise, and he is thy God, that has done for thee these great and terrible things which thine eyes have seen. You've seen the great things he's done in keeping you on this journey and taking care of you. 22 in the last verse of chapter 10. Thy fathers went down into Egypt with 70 persons. 70 persons. And now the Lord thy God has made thee as the stars of heaven for multitude. Think about that. 70 is what went down. And he says, now God has made thee as the stars of heaven for multitude. He's really blessed them and multiplied them. Verse 11. And verse 1, chapter 11, rather, verse 1. Therefore, thou shalt love the Lord thy God and keep his charge and his statutes and his judgments and his commandments always. We're told the same thing over in the Gospels and also in the New Testament. Now, 2, know ye this day, for I speak not with your children, which have not known and which have not seen the chastisement of the Lord your God, his greatness, his mighty hand, and his stretched out arm. He's letting them know. And he's not speaking to their children. He's speaking to them, and they then in turn can testify to the facts to their children. 3. Outside of all the greatness he done in keeping that going there in 2, here in 3, he goes on, and his mercies, his miracles, and his acts, which he did in the midst of Egypt unto Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and unto all his land, and what he did unto the army of Egypt, unto their horses, unto their chariots, how he made the water of the Red Sea to overflow them as they pursued after you, and how the Lord has destroyed them unto this day. And we know how that went, don't we? Because we read about all of that in Exodus. Exactly how he parted the sea, let the children cross, but he closed the sea back over Pharaoh's army, and they all perished, were drowned. 5, and what he did unto you in the wilderness until ye came into this place, and what he did unto Dathan and Abibra, the sons of Eliab, the son of Reuben, how the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up and their households and their tents and all the substance that was in their possession in the midst of all Israel. He's reminding them of the cost of going against the Lord God, as they had done with this golden calf. 7. But your eyes have seen all the great acts of the Lord which he did. Therefore, shall ye keep all the commandments which I commanded you this day, that ye may be strong and go in and possess the land, whether ye go to possess it, and that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give unto them and to their seed, a land that flowed with milk and honey. 10. For the land, whether thou goest in to possess it, is not as the land of Egypt, from whence you came out, where thou sowest thy seed, and waterest it with the foot, as a garden of herbs. In other words, that bitter life. Eleven. But the land, whether you go to possess it, is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. A land which the Lord thy God careth for. The Lord careth for that land. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day. And Moses has given all the commandments that the Lord has gave him to give to them. Now, he goes on here to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. You'll find those over in the New Testament also. Now, 14. He says, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. In other words, he'll give them the first and the latter rains to care for their crops, and they'll be able to harvest good. 15. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. Take heed. Don't do this. You don't turn away your heart. Don't be deceived and turn aside. Go back to worshiping other gods, because you only have one God. And as we all know, he is a jealous God. He tells us so. 17. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit. He's letting them know, if you don't keep this, keep these commandments and his statutes, then instead of getting that first and last rain, he'll shut up heaven, that there'll be no rain. The land will not yield her fruit. At least you perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. In other words, serving, or else you're going to pay a terrible price. And you know, we are looking at the same thing today. Only it's not raining all that we're waiting on. It's whether or not we will serve him, whether or not we will go to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask forgiveness and put our trust in him and go through him to the Father and accept that Holy Spirit. Seek it, desire it, and accept that Holy Spirit to live within us, to give us the strength and the power to do as the Lord our God wants us to do. 18. Therefore shall you lay up these words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlet between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou raisest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thy house and upon thy gates. Think about it. You think he doesn't mean business? And yet you and I have something far better. And when we trample it underfoot, we've got something far worse to look forward to. Now, verse 21, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, to give them as the days of heaven upon the earth. For if you shall diligently keep all these commandments, which I command you to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave unto him. And that is great advice right there for you and I. Now, 23. Then will the Lord drive out all these nations from before you, and ye shall possess greater nations and mightier than yourselves. These nations are mightier than they were. 24. Every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even unto the uttermost sea shall your coast be. You see, God is the one that set the boundaries for Israel, for the land for them to possess. And it was land that he gave them. Now, 25. There shall no man be able to stand before you, for the Lord your God shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land that ye shall tread upon, as he has said unto you. And we know he made a great nation out of. Now, then things changed with Jesus. They lost their land. They was not a nation anymore. They were scattered. And a lot of them were killed, were murdered, especially during World War II. You see, just as God said, 1948, he brought them back to their land and made a nation of them once again. That nation is still standing to this day. Now that nation as a whole don't worship the Lord Jesus Christ, but there are a lot of the Jewish people that do. And one day they all will. That's in his word also. Now, behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. And a curse if ye will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods, which you have not known. You see, he gives a warning. 29. And it shall come to pass, when the Lord thy God has brought thee in unto the land, whether thou goest to possess it, that thou shalt put the blessing upon Mount Gerizim and the curse upon Mount Ebal. Are they not on the other side, Jordan, by the way where the sun goeth down, in the land of the Canaanites, which dwell in the campaign over against Gilgal, besides the plains of Moriah, for ye shall pass over Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you, and you shall possess it and dwell therein. Because God's going to take care of everything for you. And with the last verse of chapter 11. And ye shall observe to do all the statutes and judgments which I set before you this day. But you see, for them to be able to keep that land, they have to walk in obedience unto the commandments and the statutes that has been given them, just as we have to do today in order to make heaven our home. You see, the Old Testament has got a lot of good things in it, and a lot of things that will help you and I to understand the ways of God. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for time to come together, Father, to share your word with each other and with those that are listening to us online, Father, and on YouTube. Now, Father, help us to help others. Give us the knowledge, the strength, and the power. And we know that you have, because you've given to us the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, living within us, that will guide us in all of our ways. Thank you, Father. Praise your holy name. All honor and glory to you. It's all yours. And Father, we pray always that we stay yours, Father. Not be lost. We know we're weak. And we know, Father, that on our own, we would not stand. And that's why, Father, we know that we need Jesus and the Holy Spirit and your word to give us truth, Father, understanding. Now, Father, we pray for Israel, Jerusalem, to have peace, but even more so, Father, for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And Father, we pray for our land, this land, Father, that walked away. And Father, we're praying that your children will all come together in this land and work with the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus to bring this land to repentance for the evil it has brought upon its people. So it can be healed and become once again the land it once was, Father. And our government back upon the foundation that it was on. And that foundation being your word, the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Father, for those that are in sickness, that they will see and understand that they are healed by the stripes that the Lord Jesus Christ bore upon himself. Let them stand strong, believing that they have received that healing, and stand strong until they see it come about. Now, Father, be with us as we prepare to separate, to go our own ways, to keep us through the night, Father. Keep us in health. Keep us safe. Let us rest through the night. Wake us come morning in time, Father, to once again wake being refreshed and come together again at 10 a.m. and back into your word. Father, this is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, all. God bless. Have a great night. Walk with God. He'll walk with you. Good night, all.